JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coming up in today's program, parents urged to get their children immunized. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow through policies and plans geared at growing the economy, reducing poverty, promoting sustainable development, thus making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Deputy Mayor of Kingston, Councillor Andrew Swaby, is calling on parents and guardians to get their children vaccinated in order to minimize exposure to life-threatening diseases. Citing the recent outbreak of measles in the United States of America and Mexico, he says measures should be taken to ensure that the disease does not reach Jamaica's shores.
The recent outbreak of measles should serve as a reminder for us to take all preventive measures possible to protect our children from this and other diseases that are preventable.
The deputy mayor made the call during the recent Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation monthly meeting at the council's chambers in downtown Kingston. Persons who have never been or are only partly immunized are advised to visit the nearest health center or their family doctor to get the necessary vaccines. Under the country's 1986 Public Health Act, all children should be fully vaccinated by their first birthday and receive booster shots thereafter. All children under the age of 7 must be adequately vaccinated for their age prior to entry into school. This includes nursery and daycare facilities. Failure to comply with the regulations can result in prosecution in a court of law. The regulations only allow for exemption from vaccination based on medical reasons and not on religious or philosophical beliefs. Signs and symptoms of measles appear 10 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. These include fever, dry cough, runny nose, sore throat, inflamed eyes, and a rash.
Now hear this! If you're a landowner and you don't have your title, come to Lamp and brighten your future. Makes getting your title affordable.
Makes getting your title easy.
For real. If you're a small landowner, having your title can help you better your life.
Yeah.
You can use it as collateral to get a loan.
Right.
Start a business.
Improve your farm.
And school your children.
Apply for your title today.
At Lamp.
Better your life tomorrow.
Call 633-7300.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is for Jamaica to have a healthy and stable population. One strategy to achieving this is to strengthen disease surveillance, mitigation, risk reduction, and the responsiveness of the health system. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
As a girl, I used to love play cereal lash with the orange seed, orange goat, and you kick up, and you catch it on your foot, and you kick, and you catch, and you catch, and you catch. And we used to love to play bass. They hit you, and you run from this bass, and when they throw the ball, if it won't catch you, run around and touch another little thing like that, and you come right around. Well, my name was Joyce Ricketts Samuels. Samuels is the married name.
You too can share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.